Hi, thank you for calling the Devil Ferrero Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
I'm transferring Destiny Cofield.
Okay, perfect. Can you confirm Destiny's phone number for me as well?
Her phone number is 763-438-1527.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Hi, Destiny. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Destiny, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Debo Provera settlement?
Yes.
Okay, of course. And did you already have an attorney assisting you?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, no worries. So no signatures, nothing like that, correct?
I'm sorry?
No signatures have been made?
No.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. And do you know if you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Debo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah? And I am so sorry to hear that. Do you know if it was meningioma of the brain or the spine?
Of the brain, ma'am. It was a brain tumor.
And I am so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed?
Yes, I was diagnosed in July of 2022.
Okay, you said July of 2022?
Yes, July 17th, 2022.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. And if you don't mind me asking, what was your date of birth?
My date of birth is February 16th, 1991.
Perfect. February 16th, 1991. And do you remember the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan or an MRI?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
For the diagnosis, was it a CT scan or an MRI?
I actually did both of the tests, and they both showed the same. Yes.
I see. No worries. So both. And do you know anyone else that used Debo Provera was affected by it?
No.
Okay. No, that is really good to hear. Do you remember if it was Debo Provera, the name brand, or was it another generic version?
I believe it was Pfizer. That's the name.
Okay.
Brand,
yeah. So Pfizer makes Debo Provera, so it would have been that one, correct?
Okay.
Perfect. And do you know if you use it for at least 1 year equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes, ma'am. For sure.
Okay. Do you know when you started using it? Maybe the year, the month?
I do know, and that is March of 2020. Yeah, March of 2020, for sure.
Okay. March of 2020. And then when did you stop using it?
When I was diagnosed.
Okay. So that would have been around July?
July of 2020.
Okay. Around July 2022 as well. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Perfect. And then I have your first name, Destiny, spelled Destiny. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And then last name I have spelled Cofield.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay, great. And Destiny, did you have a middle name?
I'm sorry?
Did you have a middle name?
Yes.
Okay, what was that?
It's Sharday.
Okay, perfect. How was Sharday spelled? S-H-A-R-D-A-E?
No, ma'am. It's C-H-A-R. C-E.
I'm sorry, it kind of cut off on the last part. I heard C-H-A-R. What was after that?
Yes, I said D-E.
Okay. So C-H-A-R-D-E.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And then what was your social?
My social?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the last 4 digits of my social?
Yeah, we do require it. We do require it
okay,
to be able to pull the medical records, but the last 4 is fine.
Okay, yes. I'll give you the last 4. I feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
7719.
7719?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. And then I have your email spelled out, charlopez0216@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then phone number 763-438-1527. Is that the best one as well?
Yes, that's correct.
Great. And then what was the best address?
2035 mm-hmm. West River Road, North, apartment 426, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I have 2035 West River Road North, and that was apartment 426, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then that was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, beautiful. And what was the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you remember their name?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what was their name?
Are you, the doctor that diagnosed you was Michael McHugh.
Okay. Michael, you said last name Q?
McHugh is M-C-C-U-E.
Oh, perfect. I did see a Michael McHugh doctor. Looks like he is a neurologist. Do you know the clinic or the hospital where you were diagnosed?
I'm sorry?
The hospital or clinic where you were diagnosed?
Yes, it's Northwestern Hospital.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the phone is just going in and out. I'm just having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, no worries. Okay, and Northwestern Hospital, was that the one in Chicago, Illinois, or was there a different one?
No, ma'am. It's Abbott Northwestern Hospital.
Okay.
ABBOTT. I'm sorry,
okay,
I just
thought
you were familiar.
No, no worries.
Yeah.
So the Abbott Northwestern in Minneapolis, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and do you know if before the meningioma, would you ever diagnose with any sort of cancer or anything similar?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so that is good to hear. How about the medical records? Would you have it for the meningioma?
Yes, I can obtain them. I got anything that you need.
Beautiful. If you were, you know, requested to provide them, would you be able to do it through mail or through electronically?
Probably mail because I'd have to get the medical records printed out.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Beautiful. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Destiny, do you have anyone that comes to mind?
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
No one that I...
No worries. Just one second. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes, I am familiar.
Okay, beautiful. And what this is for is it just gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records, get that case started for you. Do you prefer this being sent to your email or to your text messages?
Email is fine.
Okay. Perfect. Now, before I do send this out to your email, I do want to verify some of the information on here. Okay, just one second while I pull this up. Okay, and again, the best email was charlopez0216, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, so I am just going to go over some of the things on here. Just stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have Destiny, common spelling, middle name Charde, last name Cofield, Cofield. I have the best address is 2035 West River Road, North, apartment 426 in Minneapolis, Minnesota here in 55411. And then I have social 7719 and date of birth is February 16th, 1991. Is all that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, beautiful. So I just sent that out. If you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, open up your email, and let me know when you did receive that.
Okay. And just 1 second. Okay, I did receive it.
Okay, perfect. And let me know if you have any issues signing. I'll make sure to stay on the line.
Okay. Alrighty, I'm done.
Okay, I did just receive it. So now what's next, Destiny, is I am going to send you a quick text message. It's just going to be a one-time thing. It's going to be from my direct line. Okay, now if anything comes up, if you have any questions, you can always reach me there. Besides that, the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours to verify some of the information we went over. Then they will proceed and you know, get those medical records, get that case started for you. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, if anything comes up, like I said, you can reach back to me. But thank you so much for your time, Destiny, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you as well.